Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you.
And we have not sent you, but as a mercy to the world.
I want to be a servant of God like Muhammad.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Muhammad, Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Like Muhammad. I am Javed Akbari, and we are going to talk about Allama Tabatabai's Sunan al-Nabi. This is, of course, a book written by Allama Tabatabai, who is one of the great scholars. And Sunan al-Nabi is about the narrations of the Prophet and conducts and customs of the noble Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family. The Quran is the book of guidance. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. In the religion of Islam, most of the actions and deeds, especially the acts of worship, are accompanied by some etiquette and special manners. It is reported from Zayd ibn Ali from Abi Ja'far alayhi salatu wasalam. Abu Ja'far is Imam Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam, because he is father of Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. He says that the Holy Prophet, when he recited the Holy Quran, he recited with the best voice from all the people. This is one of the reports from Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. It's not a saying from the Holy Prophet, but it shows the adab and the manner of reciting the Holy Quran. Now, this saying from Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam indicates that we must recite the Holy Quran as beautifully as possible. And that was why the art of tajweed, reciting the Holy Quran, came into being with the passage of time. Okay, tajweed was a skill that was developed by and by and with the passage of time in the history ever since the early period of Islam. Tajweed means to recite the Holy Quran in the best possible voice. It is important and recommended to recite the Quran as beautifully as possible. But of course, one should use his best effort, and he should make his best attempt to recite the Quran with the best voice. But if someone cannot do it, he can recite it in any manner possible. Okay? There is tremendous reward in reciting the Holy Quran with the best voice. It has an impact on the listener also. If someone listens to a beautiful recitation, he gets attracted to the Holy Quran. He gets actually enchanted by the beautiful recitation of the Holy Quran. There is also another narration from Rawandi, and Rawandi actually reports this narration in Ad-Da'wah. This report is recorded in Ad-Da'wah, written by Rawandi. The report is from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, who said, Jibreel told me to recite the Quran while standing. There is no problem whatsoever when it comes to sitting and reciting the Holy Quran. And of course, there's no problem in reciting the Holy Quran while standing. But whichever is more respectful, you have to follow that. You can recite the Holy Quran whether sitting or standing. But what is actually more important and what is more significant is to handle the Quran with more respect. And then there's also another report in Majma'ul Bayan from Anas bin Malik. Of course, Anas was one of the servants of the Holy Prophet. He used to work in the Prophet's house. This report is recorded in Majma'ul Bayan. Okay, Anas says that he would draw out, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, would draw out his voice while reciting the Holy Quran. Okay. Now, drawing out one's voice means that looking at the Prophet himself actually prolonged his voice. Prolonging is not only for the sake of prolonging, but prolonging is for the sake of making one's voice more beautiful, more attractive. There is more emphasis, and it further attracts the reader's attention.
You are my one true love, taught me to never judge. Now all I want is to be with you.
In modern time, when we listen to the reciters, those who recite the Holy Quran, and of course those professional reciters of the Holy Quran, and when they recite, the tajweed is actually about drawing out one's voice and making it beautiful and making it attractive. So those who do tajweed of the Holy Quran, they draw out their voices. They do not recite the verses or the words of the Holy Quran quickly one after another, because that's not the goal. It's not important to finish reciting one chapter of the Holy Quran quickly in a matter of few minutes or seconds. Yes, that's not the goal. Reciting the Holy Quran in a manner which is beautiful, which is attractive, is very, very important. And there's also another report in Al-Kafi. Al-Kafi is one of the most important Shiite books written by Kulayni, of course. This report is from Abdullah ibn Farqad and Al-Mu'alla ibn Al-Khunais from Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, who said, "As for us, we recite according to the recitation of Ubay." Okay, as for us, meaning that the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wasalam recited the Quran according to the recitation of Ubay. Perhaps those people, those of you who have very little information, I should tell you that there are different recitations. There are seven recitations, okay? One of the recitations is the recitation of Ubay. And there are other recitations also. And it is permissible to recite the Quran according to the recitation of each of those reciters, each of those seven individuals. But according to Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, he says that we recite the Quran according to the recitation of Ubay. This is one of the reciters, and he has his own method of reciting the Quran. Of course, there are, as I said, there are seven other recitations, and this is mentioned in Al-Khisal. You can refer to the book Al-Khisal for yourself to see the names and to find the names of other reciters. And then we have another report in Al-Majma' al-Bayan, one of the Shiite books, and it's a very important book, of course. And it is a book in commentary or in tafsir of the Holy Quran. When it comes to the commentary of Surah At-Tin from Muqatil, there is a report from Qatada, who said that when the Holy Prophet completed the Surah At-Tin, he would say, "Yes, indeed, and I am witnesses to this." Yes, "I am witnesses to this" means وَنَحْنُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ وَالشَّاكِرِينَ وَنَحْنُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. It is very much recommended that when you recite any surah of the Quran, any surah of the Holy Quran, and when you finish reciting a few verses of the Quran, it is recommended to say Sadaqallahu al-Aliyyul Azim, وصدق رسول النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين. Now, according to the report, Qatada said that whenever the Prophet recited this surah, Surah At-Tin, then he would conclude that surah by saying, "Wa ana min ash-shahidin." Okay? Yes, indeed, I am among the witnesses. And inshallah, in the following episode, we will discuss more reports and more adab, more etiquettes according to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, as reported in Allama's Sunan An-Nabi. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.